Think big. Think positive. Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Nothing you have ever experienced can prepare you for the unbridled carnage you're about to witness. Right. Super Bowl, the World Series, they don't know what pressure is. In this building, it's either kill or be killed. Right. You make no friends in the pits and you take no prisoners.
No prisoners.
1 minute, you're up half a million in soybeans, and the next, boom, your kids don't go to college and they've repossessed your Bentley. Are you with me?
Hello and welcome to Turner's Take Podcast. I'm your host, Craig Turner, author of the Turner's Take newsletter, broker here at StoneX, Daniels Trading. We work with farmers and users, the commercial side, hedge side, speculative trading in the ag, livestock, grains, energy markets. We do OTC, cash consulting. It can also help with the cash markets too. If you like this podcast, please refer it on to other traders. Anyone can take a listen to it. If you want to check out my newsletter, go to turnerstake.com. And if you're an active in the futures and options market or in the commodity markets or OTC, and you want to know what it's like to work with us, give me a call, 312-706-7610. If you're a client, and you like what you hear, please give me a call. We can put on new positions, take some off, make adjustments. Maybe hear something that we're doing a little bit different and you want to be part of that too. So let's get started. We just had a huge rally in the grain markets for the first half of this year. And it looks like we're going to top out for a little while. Something I haven't said since, I don't know, fall. But we are getting to the point now where we're going to plant a lot of new crop. We are going to plant a lot of corn and soybeans over the next 2 to 3 weeks. It will put a cap on things. U.S. prices are well ahead of the world on the global export market. So in theory, we should be losing out on exports at these prices. And you know, something like soybean oil now pencils. I mean, the front month of soybean oil today got to $70 per pound, which was my target. I sometimes do consultant work, and you know, we work with and basically the buyers of soybean oil and for various products. And you know, internally here, I can tell you right now, the best case scenario or the highest scenario or whatever it was we thought a couple of months ago was 70, just based on some of the 2012 and 2013. Prices, and I talked a little bit about it in the podcast and the newsletter. It's not something you really want to get out there. You know, you think back at all the people who've said, 10,000 gold and $200 crude, and you know, those kind of things. You don't like to get in the news cycle, you know, for those kind of predictions. But you know, soybean oil, we can see similar. Similar moves in beans and corn this summer if the weather doesn't go well, but the soybean oil market certainly had a very good bull story. But now that we hit 70 in the front month, it actually pencils to import soybean oil from South America into the United States. So we'll start unwinding our soybean oil position. Some of you may already got out. Others might be end of this week or next week. I mean, we're not going to go down in reverse in a hurry in the bean oil, but I don't see why we're going to rally hard either. Past 70. It's hard to see unless we get some real weather issues, but we will start to see Malaysian palm oil come on into production in the next month or so, and more supplies coming in. We'll plant a lot of soybeans in the United States. Harvest is still going on in South America. So there's just more supply coming to the market. Now, demand's still going to be strong, but there is more supply coming to the market. So we're not going back down to $8 beans or $3 corn anytime soon, but there's definitely supply coming on. And what that's going to mean is between tight old crop supplies and weather markets and the uncertainty of the new crop, but enough acres, if we get a good crop, we'll help with all these tight stocks, especially on the soybean side. We're going to get some volatility and it's going to be some pretty big choppiness. So what do we do now between now and let's say for the next 3 weeks or a month? We're going to plant a lot. Probably most of the nation's corn and soybeans get planted in the next 3 weeks. And then it's going to be about weather. If planting goes smoothly and then we just get some rains right afterwards, that's probably the best case for farmers and production in that scenario. And that could really push things down to the lower end of the range. You ask, what's the range? I'll get to that. If we have weather, we have planting delays. We don't see a whole lot of planting delays here, but if we don't get enough rain or timely rain after planting, that could be an issue. That there's nothing to forecast that suggests that, but you never know what's going to happen here a couple of weeks out or a few weeks out. So let's talk about our levels and how we're going to go about this. Also, for a while, for the farmers who listen to this, for a long time now, I've not been bothering with a whole lot of new crop sales, but that's going to change. New crop sales and hedges, probably we need to start looking at that. This is the time period where we're going to start looking into those again. We're going to have some pretty extreme choppiness or range bound trading, or or you can just call it the highs and lows of the summer markets, whatever term you want to use. That is where we are on these markets for. And I'm going to kind of move out of old crop. If you want to do some speculating on old crop, and you want to use the futures or the short dated options, or not the weekly options on the old crop, that's the place you probably want to be for something like that. If we're going to have a little bit more longer term, or the way we work with commercials or end users and farmers, probably really more focus on the new crop, and maybe even this the 22 contracts for the next crop out. Start off with corn here. I'm going to put out a chart. It's going to show basically the range I think these corn's going to be in for a little while. I think we're going to be between 520 and 570, highs being the six, maybe the lows being, I don't know, low fives or high fours, just depending on how planting and weather goes and exports and the money flow. We all know how that can go. I think what most likely though is you start getting to 520 or lower, 525, 525, 15 or lower, you get into a very nice value area for corn, just based on where we think production's going to be and ending stocks could be if we have a good crop. If we have real weather issues, nothing crazy, but there's going to be some weather issues and there could be stress on the crop. Basically the market pretty much rejected 570. We closed at 570, then we had that huge spike up where we almost ran to nine and then came right back down. So I think as soon as we get to 570, 575 to six, kind of be a little bit of a resistance zone. One way to play that is as we hit each, we go down, you sell a put spread. As we go up, you sell a call spread. You kind of, trade both sides of this. Someone might want to sell puts on the big down days or sell calls in the big up days. I think that's a tough game to play in such a volatile market. There's enough money to be made in selling the spreads. Or I think, my personally think there's going to be enough money to be made in the spreads to just do that. I'm only going to do it in corn and soybeans and probably wheat. I don't want to mess around with some of the other contracts because we're going to need a lot of liquidity if we're going to be doing this kind of trading. Same with the futures though. I mean, with the margins going up and the trading limits going up, I don't know if everyone saw that, but corn's going from a 25 cent daily trading limit to 40 permanently. Soybeans is going to a dollar permanently. So you want to be in markets that are liquid. And if we're going to trade the options, which I think is going to be easier, not easier, I think it's going to slow down the market, right? Because of the delta and how they don't move as fast as the futures. It take When you slow it down a little bit, you're reducing the degree of difficulty, right? Think of it as a Olympic diving. We start using some of these options markets, it slows it down. It's just a straight dive or a half pike. If we're selling, if you're dealing with futures sometimes or selling naked calls and puts, it's a little bit like the triple Lindy. It's just a higher degree of difficulty. So we're going to try to make it a little bit easier on ourselves and use the spreads, I think. And I do think there's going to be chop for the next three. It's going to be a wide, wide trading range. And I think, and for the next 3 or 4 weeks. Now, as we plant and we go through the May WASDE, and we get closer to June, there will be a time to buy in those short option spreads to the upside and downside, and probably position ourselves to like one last summer rally in June if we get a stretch of dry and hot weather. And also, if you're on the hedging and farming side, That's going to be the time, if you're, you know, producer, to start making sales or putting in floors, those kind of things we'll be looking at too. And not just for 2021, 2022, because if we learned a lesson from the experience of 11, 12, and 13 is these prices bring out acres. They bring out acres in the United States. They bring out acres all around the world. Something we just have to, we're going to have to deal with. So we will take a look at the 22 contracts also on the hedge and farmer side. Speculators, I would do the same thing for corn. I mean, you get it below 525, 520, 515, that's a value zone. I like short. I like the weekly calls in those situations. You start making a run past 570, getting closer to $6. I can see doing the weekly puts if we get up there just during this time frame while we're planting. That's going to be my, that's going to be what I'll be doing. If you need help with that or want some guidance or you want to work with someone, let me know. As far as soybeans go, I think 13, just based on the supply and demand and how tight things are, 13 was a big resistance area, like that 1290 area. It was a big resistance area. 13 probably comes support. You know, there's an old saying in technical analysis, you know, the resistance becomes support. So that 1290, $13 is a support level for me. So if we do fall below that, that might be a value area where we might be looking to sell put spreads and over the short term. And then if we get above $14 during planting, that may be a bridge too far for soybeans. Not saying it can't be in June if we get some real weather issues. That wouldn't be the case. But for May, for let's just say the month of May, like this $12.80 to $13 is a very big value area, I think, for new crop beans on the downside. And then that $13.80 to $14, maybe $13.70 to $13.90, if things are getting a little rich without some real reduction. Because soybeans, again, in Brazil, what's interesting about the soybean market, it's not as tight globally as it is in the United States. So there, just like with soybean oil, at some point, it could make sense for the United States to import soybeans, which is probably what's going to happen. So there is a cap, some kind of a cap on soybeans. Now, if we start losing, you know, 5 bushels an acre on new crop, well then, that's a big deal and we're going to go higher. But if we have a 50 yield or something like that, importing soybeans from South America could cap new crop in the 14s and old crop at around 16. But we'll just have to say, we don't know. It's really can't predict the weather, right? Especially this far out. So we'll just have to see what happens there. But that is the idea. Again, when we get into these weather market periods, we will be looking at pricing grain for farmers and hedging 22. It's just going to bring out a lot of acres. We'll probably have expansion of acres in South America again. Everyone in Europe, Ukraine's going to be planting corn, whatever they can. There's going to be a lot of planting. And then the wheat market too. I mean, we plant wheat around the world in every hemisphere that can be harvested every quarter where wheat prices are. And the United States' wheat is expensive. I want to say the last time I looked, we were $30 per metric ton higher than any other competitor on the world export market. So we do have supply and demand issues here. You might be saying, hey, Craig, are you going to talk about how strong the cash market is in the basis? All right, let's talk about that now. 100%, the cash market and the basis has been very strong. And it's what's been leading this market. You take a look at corn, like the May versus July spread, got out to 60 cents. I think that was basically the highs we had for 12. Or 13, I think it was 13. So listen, we are tight. There's no doubt about it. And you talk to, feedlots and you talk to people on the end user side and there's nothing around. That will change come harvest, and we could also import, but it is tight. And we see the basis charging higher, cash prices charging higher in order to get whatever remaining grain is out there. And the market's basically telling farmers and elevators and anyone else who stores grain to sell now. And hopefully they are. I don't see the point in keeping any more old crop. I'll have to look at Turner's take and see if we have any. I'm pretty sure we sold everything in corn. I'm not too sure on soybeans, even though most people did anyways at harvest last year, and then bought it back, but on paper. But we'll have to revisit that and then start to get serious about new crop and next year's crop. Next year's crop, we'll just put floors in, but for new crop, we're going to start making sales. So that's where we are. If you are a speculator, again, I like playing the range. You know, the low 13s, high 12s to 14 bucks looks like the range for me. I don't think we'll be in a trending market for the next month. I think we're going to be in an extreme range market for the next month. And, you know, for the option traders out there, we want to slow things down. I like selling the put spreads on the big down days. I like selling the call spreads on the big up days, covering either one when the market goes in your favor, and just playing it that way, looking to add nickels, dimes, and quarters along the way. So that's what we'll do. If anyone has questions for me, let me know. It's not this part of the year, I don't think, is rocket science. I just think my gut is telling me we've got a good bull market story with the tight stocks. We are going to have a good bear story, not bear, bearish forces, I should say, with all the planting we're going to do. And because prices are high and we're not as competitive in the global market, it will slow down the exports. Then you got the weather forecast. Just means volatility, means big chop. That's what I think. So let's play it the way it is. If you want to move to the sidelines, move to the sidelines. You want to play the chop, we can do that. Otherwise, And I do think June's a bullish month. So that's the podcast. That's where I am right now with things. Take some profits if you got it. If you got old crop, get out of it. And let's move on. All right, I'll talk to everyone later. Have a good rest of your week.
This material is conveyed as a solicitation for entering into a derivatives transaction. This material has been prepared by a Daniels Trading Broker who provides research market commentary and trade recommendations as part of his or her solicitation for accounts and solicitation for trades. Daniels Trading, its principals, brokers, and employees may trade in derivatives for their own accounts or for the accounts of others. Due to various factors, such as risk tolerance, margin requirements, trading objectives, short-term versus long-term strategies, technical versus fundamental market analysis, and other factors, such trading may result in the initiation or liquidation of positions that are different from or contrary to the opinions and recommendations contained therein. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future performance. The risk of loss in trading futures contracts or commodity options can be substantial, and therefore, investors should understand the risks involved in taking leveraged positions and must assume responsibility for the risks associated with such investments and for their results. You should carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your circumstances and financial resources. You should read the risk disclosure accessed at www.danielstrading.com. Daniels Trading is not affiliated with, nor does it endorse any trading system, newsletter, or similar service. Daniels Trading does not guarantee or verify any performance claims made by such systems or services.